What's up? I'm Cherie Bishop, a production intern on Right Now-ish. In this episode, I talk to professional drag king and queer barber, Helixer Gender Bentwell. They're a rising star in the drag community whose high-energy performances often include emo songs.
Mic check, check one, check two. Are we here? All right, we're here right now-ish.
Last year, you won SF Drag King of the Year.
I want to give it up. Number one, this year's drag king, Helixer!
What changed for you after you won? Like, what was the turning point in that?
It wasn't even just in drag. It was also, like, my personal life. Like, I had quit my job 2 days before I won the competition, and I didn't know what my next step was, and I'm a very, like, logical person. I never make, like, rash decisions, but I quit my job, and then 2 days later, I won the competition, and it was like affirmation that I was going in the right direction. So I started to move with the knowledge that I knew what was best for myself, and that the confidence that I had really was self-assurance, because like I had to believe in myself. I had to believe that it was possible for me to quit my job and then be a queer barber and a drag king.
So in your Instagram bio, you describe yourself as an emo daddy. Tell me about your emo-ness.
Okay, so it's weird. Like, everything that my drag is ironically turning into everything that I am in my, like, personal life. It's, like, emo. It's soft. It's sensitive. And that being said, like, I've always been, like, ostracized for being Black and also being into rock. And so it's, like, being at somewhere like the Oasis and then performing for their emo nights, and, like, they're booking me because, like, I have branded myself as, like, the emo daddy local sad boy. And it's, like, to then be on a stage and I'm like lip syncing to I Write Sins Not Tragedies, and everybody is cheering me on, and it's like being validated and being seen. And it's like, I love this music, these people love this music, it's so many people of color, so many queer people, and everyone's like trans, and it's like I'm being celebrated in my fullness and not being made fun of. So much of my drag has been healing. And there's like photos where I'm like full emo rage, like hands on my head, like mid scream, and people are like throwing up like the rock sign and like screaming and like holding their friends. And it's like, that is what it's about. Like, it's about community. It's about feeling seen. It's about expressing who you are. Growing up and doing drag and finding my community, it's like, we're all the people that were made fun of. And it's like, yeah, like we were cool and everybody else wasn't, and like they couldn't see that we were cool, but now we found each other and there's strength in that. We're creating art, we're like making it so that other like youth now can see us living in our authenticity and be like, that's possible.
How would you describe queer joy, and what does that feel like for you?
Queer joy is existing completely uninhibited, unrestricted, and fully. Like, before I knew just how queer I was, or like that I was trans, every time I would go to the Castro and I was in a gay club, I would just feel like so at home, so safe. Everybody just wants to have a great time. Everybody's like checking on each other. Like, our community takes care of each other.
That was an excerpt of KQED's podcast, Right Now-ish. You can hear more of the show anytime. Just look for Right Now-ish on any major podcast platform.